number 10 is from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator recommending approval of additional requirements for participation in Milwaukee County Special Needs Housing Program and the $260,000 grant for Community Advocate Autumn West Project that will provide 21 transitional living housing units for Milwaukee County Behavioral Health clients. The Committee on Economic and Community Development amended the resolution by deleting lines 45 through 63, to be it resolved clause, and then with the understanding that there would be a follow-up report back from the Department of Administrative Services, DAS, Department of Health and Human Services, and the County Board staff with recommendations on how the special needs program application process could be changed, and also approve the recommendations by DAS, but change the March 31st, 2011 date on line 35 to May 31st, 2011, and Health and Human Needs concurred with that action.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, DAS conducted a due diligence on the request from Community Advocates for the Autumn West Project. The request was $625,000. We did an extensive review, and Antoinette Thomas Bailey did the lion's share of the work, so I'll allow her to provide the briefing to the committee.
Thank you.
$625,000 requested by the Department of Health and Human Services will go towards the construction of the Autumn West Supportive Housing Development, which is a temporary housing development for single homeless individuals that are mentally ill. The development will contain 21 units. The total project cost will be $2.6 million. In addition to the $625,000 that Milwaukee County has requested to allocate to community advocates, they are also expecting to receive $1.5 million in community development block grant disaster recovery funds and $172,000 from the city's housing trust fund, which is contingent upon the funds received from Milwaukee County. In conducting our due diligence, we reviewed the financials of community advocates, we reviewed the project proposal, and also the criteria for the special needs housing fund that was adopted when the fund was created in 2007. Upon our review, we developed two sets of recommendations, one specifically for community advocates in the Autumn West Project, and the other for criteria related to the special needs housing fund. The first recommendation we made related to community advocates is that they receive $260,000 as opposed to the $625,000. As we reviewed the project proposal, we realized that there were two things that were not in line with the criteria. And one of them is that the criteria states that 40% of the units have to be designated for BHD clients. The initial proposal only included 5 units designated for BHD clients. To be in line with the 40%, it would have had to be 8. The other criteria is that the organization is only eligible to receive 10% of the total project cost for the development of the units designated for BHD clients. The organization Community Advocates worked with BHD to come up with a solution for the number of beds designated for BHD clients, and they determined that all 21 would then be designated for BHD clients, and each client's file will contain supportive documentation. So since they can only receive 10% of the total project cost, which is 2.6, that's why we recommended to allocate $260,000. With our funding, the funding from CDBG and the City's Housing Trust Fund, the project still had a gap of about $670,000. Another part of our recommendation is to require them to obtain the additional funding for this project by May 31st of 2011 and provide a report to Finance and Audit Committee, Health and Human Needs, and the Economic Development Committee showing that they received these funds. Our second recommendation would be to allocate these funds as a grant instead of a loan. The original request was to allocate it as a 10-year deferred loan with no interest. Upon reviewing their financials, we realized that they wouldn't be able to repay a loan, so we decided to recommend to allocate it as a grant. The third recommendation would be that in the development agreement that is signed between the organization and Milwaukee County, that it will include language that specifies that all 21 units will be designated for BHD clients. In addition to that, we want to include language in the agreement that states that if for any reason the building or land are sold, 10% of the sale proceeds or $260,000 will come back to the county, whichever is greater. The criteria related to the program, we had some recommendations in this area, and the first one was that we wanted the county to implement an application process to receive funds from the Special Needs Housing Fund. As of right now, there is no formal process for an organization to request funds from the county. Our second recommendation is that the county require comprehensive financial information, the same kind of information that a bank will receive if an organization was applying to a bank for a loan. This information would be a capital needs assessment, a market study guideline, developer scope of work requirements, developer fee policy, operating reserves, and debt service ratio. Our third recommendation related to criteria is in line with the same recommendation we made for community advocates regarding if the building or land are sold, Milwaukee County received 10% of the sale proceeds or the amount that was contributed towards the project, whatever is greater. And our last recommendation is that the Housing Division of the Department of Health and Human Services conduct an analysis to determine whether the funds should be allocated as a grant or a loan when department organizations are requesting them. If it is decided that the funds will be allocated as a loan, then we would like the Housing Division to conduct further analysis so that the county can pursue repayment of the loan.
Before we proceed, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Antoinette Thomas Bailey, analyst for Diaspora School.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to concur with the recommendations of the Economic Community Development Committee and the Health and Human Needs Committee. Since 2007, when the county created the Special Needs Housing Program and Fund, we have worked diligently to do what we could as a county, given that the series of articles that had come from the Journal Sentinel to do what we can do to accommodate those people who have mental health needs and did not have housing, did not have access to housing. So I want to thank Ms. Thomas Bailey, Tom Lewandowski, James Matthew, and Jennifer Collins, and anybody else who had anything to do with putting together this report and this package. Glenn Boltman has worked with us in order to try to get some funds, and we've used the state trust loan program, and we've had two installments of $1 million and $2 million so that we can fund projects like this and provide some flexibility to those entities in the community that want to provide some slots, some spaces for those of special needs. So I want to thank them. I don't know to what extent these people who work hard get the thanks, but I want to thank them for their long-term work, and particularly in this particular project. So I move to concur with the recommendation of those other two committees, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions, Supervisor Jerges?
One question, one point. I believe the committee clerk read in the description that certain lines were deleted.
45 through 63.
Yeah,
that was the last be it for the results clause.
Yeah, the last be it.
And do we even have that in this?
Yeah.
It should have been on the original.
Which lines?
Your idea in the last be it resolved clause.
Be it further resolved beginning on line 45 was.
And this is item
10.
10.
Not
10.
10
right?
Not 9. Item 10.
Yeah. Item 10.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Mayo.
Item 9 is just saying with the recommendation, that's how they changed. Item 10 is actually we're going to be voting on, and that's where you have your amendment in item 10.
Okay.
Let me see if I can do
this.
And I've spent a little time the last couple of days working on
this. The amendment that I met on item 10?
It is.
Nine.
Okay. What typically happens is that the Department of Administrative Services does a due diligence report.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, those due diligence reports will come down, and they will make recommendations. We don't normally vote on due diligence reports because they are just information to policymakers to help you make a decision on an action item that accompanies it. In this case, they made a recommendation, but they also put down a modified resolution that would incorporate basically everything that the department wants, but took it a step further and made these recommendations. For the most part, Economic and Community Development accepted the ones specific to Autumn West. They removed the last part that was more broad of the program, referred that to staff to come back at a later date.
Right.
I would view it as their substitutes now because the committee probably should not have advanced both to the county board. One is just for a grant for $260,000. The other one is for a grant for $260,000 with additional conditions.
Right.
But since Economic and Community Development has already done that, which is fine, My opinion would be that the board, if they choose to take up the one from the Department of Administrative Services that outlines these additional conditions, it would render the other one moot. You would not be voting on the other one because the other one would provide a grant without those conditions. They're basically a substitute for each other, and that's just the way we would handle it on a budget matter.
Mr. Chairman, I think I have the floor. Thank you. Could we please tell us what was removed? I'm trying to understand what was removed from the resolution.
On item number 9.
No, 10. That was the deficiency report.
I'm flipping it. 10 is the Department of Administrative Services due diligence report. They removed the final be it further resolved.
Right.
The entire part.
45 to say the last be it resolved.
Oh, number 10.
Okay,
right.
So reading that entire part is what was removed.
Right.
Yeah, that's correct. But it was referred to staff for a report back.
Right. And as I understand the motion, Supervisor Johnson has concurred with the removal of those lines for the Finance Committee.
Right. Yes.
And I don't care how you want to call it. All right. So that's the question I had. The comment I have is sort of a question, but as I understand it, this is going to be administered by community advocates, is that
yes.
And is community advocates going to provide around-the-clock social services as part of the operation of this facility?
Yes.
And that's the point I'm getting at, because they're trying to structure this as a grant from us instead of a loan.
Right.
And for me, I'm seeing that the fact that they're going to provide those social services and that we're really moving people out of Hilltop, I'd be satisfied with calling that a grant as opposed to a loan, because I think ultimately we're still going to be saving that money from the operations of Hilltop. And I understand the difficulties of the community advocates running the facility and having to try to collect enough rents to then repay a loan when they're also providing those social services. So that would be my comment. I think it's a good policy, and I'd be willing to structure that as a loan, as a grant, as opposed to a loan. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further questions? We have a recommendation by Supervisor Johnson to concur with the previous committee. So let's move on to item number 11.
You could concur with both.
Yeah, right.
If you choose to do that.
Items 10 and 11, they concurred on both.
Okay, mistake.
So we still need a vote?
Yes, we still should take a vote on that.
Madam Clerk, can you call the roll?
So this is considering both items 10 and 11. You're taking a vote to concur with the actions of ECD. Supervisors Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
West.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to concur, 6-0.
Thank you.